Hi, everyone. Welcome to the first episode of Digital Diary. I am your host, Hannah Elise. This is so weird to say. What? Okay. Hi, I'm Hannah. This is the first episode of my podcast. Oh my God. Okay. So if you know me, you know that I am a big podcast girl. I am pretty much listening to a podcast at any given point in the day. And I've always wanted to start my own. I talk a lot, okay? I have shit to say. I have a lot to say about a lot of things. I don't know. I've been thinking about starting my own podcast for a while. This kind of ties into the topic of my first episode, which is why I felt that this topic was so appropriate for the first episode. So today's topic, I mean, if you read the title, it is, there is no right time. Okay, fuck off, Target. There is no right time. That's like the thesis statement of today's entire episode, but that ties in so much to why I have waited so long to start a podcast. I don't know. I feel like I've had so many reservations about doing this for so long. And I did, in fact, make a list, of course, of some of them. I wrote an outline for this episode just so that I wouldn't go and babble on for like a trillion years about things that make no sense at all and have nothing to do with my overarching topic. I do tend to do that if you watch me on YouTube. I mean, I cut a lot of that out, so maybe you wouldn't know as much, but I do that a lot, just trust me. I made a list of some of my reservations that I had about starting a podcast, and I'm just gonna run through them with you because why not? This is my podcast, and I'm going to talk about whatever I feel like. Reservations. First of all, I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. That's obvious. I truly don't know what I'm doing. Like I said, I'm an avid podcast listener, and of course, I've done some research. I've been Googling, you know, how to start a podcast. But in the grand scheme of this whole thing, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just kind of doing it. I didn't know what I was doing at all when I started my YouTube channel, which I'll get into that in just a second. Second of all, I feel like everyone already has a podcast. I feel like the podcast space is so saturated, especially in the last year. I just feel like everybody has a podcast. And don't get me wrong, I love that. It's a beautiful thing because I do love podcasts and I will listen to everyone's podcast. I was like, what value am I adding? What value would I be adding to the space that's already so saturated if I were to make one? Because everyone else is already doing it. Third reservation. Okay, well, I need to turn my phone off. Sorry, this is annoying. Third reservation. Who cares? Quite frankly, who cares? Is anyone going to listen to this? Honestly, I don't know. That remains to be seen. But I think that my reason for starting this is because I want to do it. And again, going back to starting my YouTube channel, that is why I started my YouTube channel. It's just something I want to do. So I guess, who cares? I do. That's really all that should matter. And then lastly, maybe I should just wait until I feel completely ready. That has been a reservation on my mind for the past year, 2 years. It's been quite a while. So then, of course, being me, I always just have conversations with myself. I have a never-ending conversation happening in my mind with myself all day, every day. And it has come to my attention recently that some people don't have that, which is a very shocking discovery for me. I just assumed everybody did, but no. But since I do that, I am constantly talking through things with myself in my head. So naturally, with each of these reservations, I have had conversations with myself about them. So now I'm going to share those conversations with you guys. First, to the I don't know what I'm doing reservation, I've decided that you don't have to be perfect or even good at something to start it. I am somebody who is very, very much a perfectionist, and I always feel like I have to have all of my ducks in a row, and I have to at least be good at something or good enough at something to start it or to put it out there, or else what's the point? But I don't think that's how I should be looking at life. You don't have to be good at something to start it. The reason you're starting it, you're a beginner. That's the whole point. This is the beginning. You're starting something new, and you can't expect yourself to be a natural and to be flawless at something from the very start because you're a beginner. I need to allow myself the space and the grace to be a beginner at things and to not be so hard on myself and expect myself to be perfect at everything. It's just my perfectionist tendencies coming through. I hold myself to a very, very high standard, and it is kind of hard sometimes for me to break away from that, but this is me actively trying to break away from that. So we're going to see how that goes. So that was the first one. Okay. Second reservation. Everyone already has a podcast, such a saturated space. What value am I adding? I decided again, with myself, that every person is unique and brings their own perspective to the table. So my individuality and my own experiences are enough to bring value because nobody else is me. Even if other people are sharing their thoughts or other people are talking about a similar experience or situation, I haven't shared my experience with it. I haven't shared my story, my perspective. And because I am an individual and we all are individuals, no two people are exactly alike and no two people's interpretations are exactly alike because everyone has a completely different set of circumstances that they are coming from. And I think that that is really special and great. Everybody's perspective deserves to be heard because they're all different. Third, who cares? Again, I already said this, but honestly, the only person that I should be worrying about caring is myself. But if even one person can find comfort or enjoyment out of this podcast, then that is enough for me. That's why I started my YouTube in the first place, and that should be why I'm starting this. Finally, maybe I should just wait until I feel completely ready. Like the title of this podcast says, there is no right time to do anything. Period. I also wanted to shout out some of my favorite podcasts. These are kind of the ones that I have on my rotation that make me happy or bring me a new perspective or provide like good positive entertainment in my life. So On My Mind with my dear friend Ava Jules, love her. That is all that really needs to be said. She is awesome and I love her podcast and she's just a great person. Next, Moments with Lexi Hidalgo. I started listening to this in the last few months and I've binged every single episode. I love this podcast. I love her perspective. I love the way that she talks through things. I love the way her brain works and she's a huge inspiration to me to start this one. Anything Goes with Emma Chamberlain, duh. I'm a big Emma fan. I've always liked Emma. I was listening to her podcast when it was still Stupid Genius. And I love Anything Goes. I love listening to her talk. And Chicks in the Office is like, I'm pretty sure it was my number one on my Spotify Wrapped this year. Because all the episodes are long. So they provide me so much entertainment. And I love it. Okay, so what this podcast will be about, this is my digital diary. Each episode will be about a topic that I want to talk about. It could be something I'm dealing with currently, or it could be something I just feel like I have a lot to say about or have lived through and feel like I want to share my thoughts and perspective on. Pretty much, I'm just going to be talking about whatever. Most importantly, this is a safe space. This podcast right here, in this moment, when we are together, you are listening, wherever you are, this is the safe space for everybody. You and me, we welcome vulnerability and honesty here. Always. We welcome being genuine and we encourage it. I will be straight up with you. I'll tell you my real feelings, my real and raw. I'm not holding back on this podcast. I feel like I don't hold back on my YouTube channel. I mean, I do sometimes, but I feel like lately I've been making a real effort to be more open and vulnerable, even though it is quite scary putting thoughts like that out on the internet for whoever to listen to. But I, again, figure if only one person, even one person, can feel understood or heard or they relate to something that I'm saying, that is worth it for me. And that means more to me than anything else. Oh, also, if you are new to me, I do talk really fast. I'm going to try to tone that down when I'm doing these podcasts because I think that's something I need to work on anyway. I also use a lot of filler words, like whatever, all the other filler words. So this is going to be, again, an attempt for me to do better. This is a learning experience for everyone here, just in different ways, and I think that's great. Let's get into a little bit of a crash course introduction to me. If you are familiar with me, if you watch me on YouTube or you follow me on Instagram or TikTok or wherever else, hello, welcome. Thank you for being here. I appreciate you. If you are brand new and you just somehow found this podcast, I honestly have no idea how this shit works, so I don't know how you would have done that, but welcome. I'm really happy that you're here. Thank you for being here. My name is Hannah Elise Mowdy. Elise is my middle name. On YouTube, I go by Hannah Elise because my last name, Mowdy, it's when you just see it, no one knows how to pronounce it off the bat, so I just figured it'll be easier to drop that and just go with Elise, which is my middle name. If anyone is wondering, though, Mowdy is my last name. It rhymes with Pouty. So my Instagram handle is Hannah E. Mowdy. I have had people think that my last name is E. Mowdy, like E-M-A-U-T-E, but the E stands for Elise. I did that only because Hannah Elise, the handle, was taken. So I realize that is kind of confusing. And if it were up to me, I would have all of my handles be Hannah Elise. But alas, here we are. Hannah Elise Mowdy. I go by Hannah Elise on YouTube, which YouTube is my main platform. I have loved YouTube my whole life, pretty much. Like as soon as I discovered that YouTube existed, probably when I was 10. So that's not my whole life, but it is a majority of it. I'm 23 years old. YouTube has been one of the biggest loves of my life. I started off with everybody else and the Bethany Modas of YouTube and all the other OG queens and kings of YouTube. I loved that era. I also discovered American Girl Doll YouTube when I was 10. My first channel that I ever had was actually an American Girl Doll channel. It's still up. It is public. And you can find it. If you know the username or whatever, the channel name, it's still there. And I didn't delete it because I think those videos are precious and they remind me of why I started and the passion that I had when I was younger and just how innocently and genuinely excited I was. I didn't put my face on the internet in that channel because I was 10 and my parents did not allow that. And now I'm 23 and I am very grateful that they did that. At the time, I didn't understand it, but now I do. Anyway, so that was my first channel for my American Girl Dolls. And I did that for maybe like a year or two. And then I switched schools when I was in middle school, which was difficult adjusting to like a whole different world for me. But I stopped doing YouTube because I just didn't want to have another thing to draw attention or to have talked about. Like, I don't know, it just felt like too much, which is sad looking back. But at the time I was protecting myself and that's sometimes just what you have to do. I started the channel that I have now in the winter of 2017, which was during my first semester of college. That was a very hard and lonely time for me, which is why I needed a creative outlet so badly. I remembered how much I loved doing YouTube when I was younger. It was, oh God, I still have this very clear core memory. I was in the fifth grade and I remember I had a little notebook that I would write in like secretly. I didn't want to get in trouble because obviously I was supposed to be doing like actual schoolwork. Don't get me wrong, I was a good student. I had this little notebook that I remember clear as day writing in, and I was writing down video ideas for my American Girl Doll YouTube channel that I was so excited to film after I got back from school. So I was doing this, I remember it was at the end of the day before we were about to be dismissed to go to our buses and go home, and I was writing in this little notebook, and it just was the most pure, genuine excitement and happiness. And I remember it to this day. I can still smell it. Like, you know those memories that are so visceral in your mind? Like, I feel like I could go back there and still be sitting at that desk. That is how clear this memory is to me. But that memory has never left me. And I just decided, fuck it. Like, I am gonna start a YouTube channel. Who cares? Like, at this point, I'm in college now. Everybody should be, you know, doing their own thing, figuring out their own path. And who gives a fuck what other people are doing at this point? Like, we should be focusing on ourselves. We are shaping our futures right here and right now. And that's kind of, I was just like, fuck everybody else. Like, it's fine. Most people were super supportive, I will say that, and very, very kind. And to this day are. There were obviously people who weren't, but there always are in life. So, I mean, you can choose to focus on those people or you can choose to focus on the ones that are supportive. And I just chose to focus on me, honestly, because I knew that that's what I wanted to do. And I deserved to take a shot and take a chance on myself. So I started making videos in 2017 when I was a freshman at college. I went to Temple University for the first 2 years of college. And this is where I really started documenting my life. My college journey and my college vlogs at Temple are where I really got my start on YouTube. So even though my time at Temple was only 2 years and I didn't love it there, I'm still grateful that I went there because I think that if I didn't, I wouldn't have been as motivated to start my YouTube channel that I have now, which has completely changed my life in every single possible way. And I declared a major at Temple that I wasn't passionate about, which was accounting. I liked accounting classes because I was good at them. I've always been good at math. So I was like, oh, this is fine. Like, I can do this. I felt good. I felt confident because a lot of the people around me, I mean, not that they weren't good. I'm not trying to like shit on anyone, but accounting was hard. Like, it wasn't something that everybody just got naturally, and I'm someone that got it naturally, and I was like, okay, I can do this. So I declared my major as that because I felt secure doing that, and I was told by a lot of outside influences that declaring... Can this fucking motorcycle outside my house shut up? That is so rude. Okay, update. They left, but it was not a motorcycle and it was not my neighbor, so I do apologize to my neighbor who is not listening to this. It was a car from all the way up the street. If your car is that loud, I am so concerned for you, and I don't know if that's like normal any fucking way. Back to what I was saying. My mom just texted me, yeah, that's ridiculous. I know. There was a lot of other things that happened that I won't get into right this second. I'm sure that throughout the rest of these episodes, you know, in the future, I will be digging into more like details of different phases of my life, telling different stories from phases of my life. So I'm sure that I will get to it at some point, but that happened. Then at the tail end-ish of my sophomore year, so it was my fourth semester in college, I had a complete mental breakdown. And I am not saying that lightly. I'm not saying that to be quirky. I mean it. I had an awful mental breakdown. A lot happened then too. It was not a good time for me. It was probably one of the lowest points I've felt in my life. I ended up going to like an emergency therapist, like through the school counseling center. And I know that school counseling centers do get a lot of shit, and I can't speak on anyone else's experience, obviously, besides my own, but I am very, very grateful that I had a pretty good experience with the woman that I was paired with, the woman who was my therapist for like a handful of sessions, because she provided me a perspective that I needed so desperately at that time in my life. And she essentially said, like, why not? Like, why can't you transfer? Like, you can do that. That's allowed. That's okay. If you're not doing something that you're happy with, just why not? Like, you're allowed, essentially. I don't remember exactly what she said, but it was definitely way more eloquent than that. What she said to me over that handful of sessions that I had with her just changed my perspective in a way that I needed so badly, and I decided to transfer from Temple. I ended up transferring to a much smaller school that was closer to home. I was just over it at that point. Like, my college experience, I didn't give a fuck at this. I really didn't. I wanted the college experience so badly, and this is going back in time even more, so derailing from my story, of course, but when I was a senior in high school, I got accepted to Clemson University, and I wanted to go there so badly. I was in love with Clemson. I love South Carolina. My dad's side of the family all lives down there and is from there. I have a lot of family that went to Clemson. I get asked that a lot too, what my connection to Clemson is, and it's my dad's side of the family. I have a lot of family that went there. I had my heart set on it. I applied. I got in early. I was just so excited. Like, that was my escape from all the shit that I was dealing with in high school. Oh my God. I'm not going to get into that right now either. I'm sure I'll talk about it at some point, but it was horrible on so many levels, like not just the high school part, but there was so much behind the scenes at home and I don't know, there was just a lot of personal things happening behind the scenes that people didn't know about. And they were really difficult, especially when you're 17 years old and you don't know how to handle things in a mature way. I'm 17, like, give me a fucking break. But anyway, so that's what I wanted. I wanted the college experience. I wanted a big school. I wanted a football school. I wanted, you know, somewhere very far away from where I grew up, which I'm from Pennsylvania. I'm born and raised in Pennsylvania. So I had my heart set on that. I wanted the college experience. But after my first 2 years at Temple, well, after I ended up not being able to go to Clemson, I chose Temple because I was running out of time. It was nearing May 1st, which is when you have to pick a school. So I just literally toured Temple one time and I was like, this is good enough. Whatever. Like, it's in state. It's not too far from my hometown, so I could still like see my parents if I need to, which I ended up going home every other weekend by the time it hit sophomore year because I hated it so much. This is nothing against the school either. Temple as a school, I had no problem with. I enjoyed the business school. I liked the business building. I liked my classes. That was not the problem. The school was not the problem. It was just everything else. After I had my 2 years there and I said I was transferring, I was done. I didn't want the college experience anymore. I'm 2 years in. I just want to finish my damn college education. I want a degree out of this. I've already put my blood, sweat, and tears into learning everything that I've learned and the business realm so far. I might as well just finish it out. I'm halfway. I can do this. I've always really, really cared about school and I love learning. I didn't necessarily love school, but I always loved learning and I was good at it. So I was like, I'm finishing this out. I can do this. Transferred to a smaller school closer to home and I eventually fell in love with marketing, as I always suspected I would. When I went into college in the first place as a freshman going into Temple, I wanted to declare my major as marketing from the jump. But I was told by, again, outside influences, and I let them take over because I was however old, 18, and I didn't know better. I was told that marketing would be like a stupid and useless degree, and they're the first ones to get laid off, and I need to pick a career that's more stable and that promises better pay and all of that. And this was before I started my YouTube channel. I had no idea what the hell was in store for me. So I let those things, I'm like, you're older than me, you definitely know better. And I let that cloud my judgment. But I kind of always had a feeling that I would really love marketing because it just aligns so much with who I am as a person. I like to say right brain and left brain. I have the creative right brain side, but I'm also super analytical. I love data. I love strategy and getting into the nitty gritty and all that. So I just felt that marketing would be what I wanted to do. I just had a feeling. After like 3 years of college, I finally decided to go for it and declare my major as marketing. I did my last year and a half of college in a pandemic and I graduated with my degree in marketing. Boom. Yeah. Vlogged the whole thing on my YouTube channel. So if you've been following me, then you definitely know way more of the behind the scenes than I just told you. But that's the gist of my college experience. And I've been out of college now for almost 2 years, which is brutal. The post-grad transition is hard. I talk about that a lot. Maybe I'll do a whole episode on that. But there's just so much to say about that, so I'm just not going to get into it at the moment. This is going to be a long podcast. Hopefully y'all don't mind. Let me know, though. I mean, I like listening to long podcasts personally because I listen to podcasts when I'm doing everything. I feel like I always have to have something playing so that it kind of feels like I have someone else there. Is this sad? I love a long podcast. When I see that a podcast is longer rather than shorter, I get excited because I'm like, thank God I have so much more content to occupy my brain so that I don't have to be left with my own thoughts. So that's that. What else in this have I not addressed? Oh yeah. So as I said, I was born and raised in Pennsylvania. I lived there my entire life until last October of 2021. I moved to New York City by myself, my first time ever like officially moving out of my parents' house. Of course, I lived on campus when I went to Temple. Don't get me wrong, like that counts as living on your own. I learned a lot and I learned a lot about independence and how to, you know, do all of that stuff. But my first official moving out of my parents' house, I moved to New York, whole different state, moved by myself to my very own first ever apartment. And it's just me and my cat, Charlie, Charlotte, my queen. My favorite thing in the entire world. She is going to be 2 years old in April and I love her so much. She is truly my best friend. And that's a little bit about me. So as I said at the top of the episode, ooh, podcast lingo. I don't know if that's even podcast lingo. As I said at the beginning, the topic for today is there is no right time. To explain a little bit about how I, like why this popped into my mind when it did, it was just a few days ago, I was on Instagram and I'm scrolling through people's stories and I follow Katie Bellotti. She is another girly who lives in New York. She does YouTube. She has podcasts and she also has a Patreon where she shares her designs. She is, I don't know, I love her design so much. So I subscribe to her Patreon and her January wallpapers that she made. The quote that she put on them is, "There is no right time. There is just time and what you choose to do with it." So that really started the gears turning in my head. It just made sense, I feel like, for that to kind of be the topic of my first episode of this, because so much of the time that I've been waiting to do this podcast has been me thinking, oh, it's not the right time. That quote is absolutely right. There is no right time. Time is not inherently right or wrong. It just is. There have been so many times in my life, not just with this podcast, that I have known that I wanted to do something, but I held off because I didn't know if it was the quote unquote right time to do it. Just a few examples, moving out of my parents' house and into my very own apartment in a different state for the very first time ever. This was one of the scariest things that I have done. I am a huge homebody. Home is my comfort zone. And obviously leaving your comfort zone is uncomfortable. I feel like I stepped so far out of my comfort zone doing this. I didn't know when I wanted to move out because I didn't know when it would be the right time. And then I just decided there isn't a right time. The time is now. The time is when I decide that it is. And I'm deciding that it's right now, that I'm going to do this. So much growth has happened and so much learning since I've done that. I'll probably make a whole episode about moving out too, because God, I have a lot to say on that. It was really, really hard for me mentally, emotionally. And that's something that I put off because I'm like, oh, it's not the right time. But again, when is the right time? Time is not going to tell you when it's right or wrong. Time can't tell you, oh, hey, right now is when I'm like ready for you to do this. Like it's not going to do that. Another example, breaking off a toxic long-term relationship. Yeah, already going there. Disclaimer though, that this was years ago, but it fits into the category, okay? I knew that I needed to do it. I knew that it would be best for me and also for them. The longer I wait, the worse it gets for everybody. Booking that trip. This is a recent example. More details on this to come. Booking that trip. I have never been a traveler. I've always wanted to be a traveler, but I've always just been, I guess, scared. I don't know, because it's something, again, that I feel is out of my comfort zone. I've always just been like, oh, maybe now isn't the right time to do this trip. maybe now isn't the right time to go here, whatever. I feel like I'm in my like spontaneous era because I just booked such an exciting trip. Like, I can't even talk about it without smiling from ear to ear. I don't know if you can hear it in my voice, but I'm so, it's just something I've wanted to do forever. It's on my bucket list. It's been on my bucket list for ages. And I just did it because there's no time like the present. One more example, transferring to a new college, switching my major, like I said, the right time probably would have been like freshman year, but I did it when I basically was desperate. So there's just so many different factors that contribute to when you want to do something. There's no inherent right or wrong time. And I think the concept of there being a right and wrong time, it almost, at least for me, let me just put that out there, that this is just how I view this. This does not apply to everybody, but if it applies to you, then go ahead and take it with whatever. I think that the concept of there being a right time takes the pressure off of yourself, and it kind of just assumes that there is another force or another entity, if that's like a creepy word, but putting the pressure on something that isn't you and therefore taking it off of yourself. This in turn makes you feel like you don't have control, and therefore it's like not up to you. You don't have to put the effort in to think about it. And when I say you, I mean me. Waiting for the time to be right or wrong assumes that time or the universe or something else is going to tell you when it's right and when it's wrong. In doing that, you're relinquishing control of your own life onto something that doesn't exist. Like, time doesn't have a voice. Time is not inherently right or wrong. Time is just a concept. Time, it just is. It is your job to put your own meaning on it and to decide what you want to do with it. And that is difficult. That is scary. And that is why, at least I feel like in the past, I've resorted to just being like, oh, well, the time isn't right. Because it's easier to not make a decision at all sometimes than to actually decide what to do with time. I don't know if any of that makes sense, but it's hard to explain. Like, it's something that I understand in my head, and saying it out loud, it's just like, I don't know how to find the correct words to make that make sense. By realizing that there is no right time, it's putting all the pressure on myself to then figure it out and interpret it my own way and make meaning out of it where I'm not being told how to do that. And I don't know if I'm reaching here, but I kind of feel like this ties back to, at least for me, my whole life I've been used to being in the school system, and I've always had a teacher or somebody of authority telling me when I need to do things, how I need to do them, and exactly what the expectations are. And I have just learned to do things according to the rules and the guidelines that have been set forth by others, by forces external to myself. And I think that that has had way more of like a deep impact on me than I even realized, because now I quite literally have no one telling me what to do at all. There is no rubric for life. There's no rule book for life. There's no teacher. There's nobody of authority telling me that this date and this time is the right time, or this is how you do this, and these are the guidelines that you need to follow. This is the rubric for how you get an A. There's no grading system for life past school. There just isn't. You have to basically figure it all out yourself, which is so hard and confusing when all you're used to is just following directions. And now I am looking at a blank canvas. I've used this example a lot. Looking at a blank canvas, there are paints in front of you, and there's no one telling you what to paint. You have to figure it out. It's scary. It's confusing. You don't know where to start. You don't know if the brush strokes or the paints that you're choosing are correct. But then there's also the fact that it's not correct or incorrect. It just is. But that's difficult to swallow when your whole life you've been told this is correct and this is incorrect. And now there is no incorrect and correct. It's just whatever. And also, there isn't one singular specific right time for you to be able to do something. It doesn't have to just be one time, one very specific time. And if you miss it, then you're screwed forever. like you only have one chance. That's just not how life works. It can be multiple years worth of times if that is just how it works for you and your set of circumstances. It doesn't have to be just one. And most of the time it isn't just one. That's not realistic. Things ebb and flow in life. There are ups and downs, and there are tons of opportunities. There are tons of doors that open all the time, every single day. Every choice that you make shifts the rest of your path, which honestly, thinking about that overwhelms the shit out of me. But my point is, there isn't just one door or one specific opportunity that pops up that if you miss it, you're fucked and you're never gonna have another one ever again. That's not how it works. There's so many that happen every day. You might not even notice them. If you're closed off to new opportunities, or, you know, whatever, you're not looking for them or you're not open to them, you're probably not seeing them. And there's definitely ones that are happening all around you that you aren't seeing. And that's not your fault. I mean, I do that too. Everybody does. It's just part of being a human. But that is the reality of life. There are always doors that are opening around you. There are always opportunities, and they might not be huge opportunities. They could be just an opportunity to go out of your way for somebody, or an opportunity to go to this place instead of this place. Every single little thing is an opportunity. You just may not see them. But that kind of takes a little bit of the pressure off, I feel like. You don't have to wait. You don't have to be looking for just one specific thing. There are little things all around you. And even if they're not screaming at you, they might just be whispering. And you just have to have your ears open enough to hear them. And then a little opportunity, or what seems like a little opportunity to you, could actually be a big one. You just don't know unless you're open to it and you decide that you would like to take it. And again, if you sit and think, well, it's not the right time, you could be missing out on things that you don't even know you're missing out on, which again is like existential. I'm not trying to put anyone in a spiral. This is a very deep topic for my first episode. If you wait until you feel like you know when it's the right time, you may end up waiting forever. You may not, but you also may end up waiting forever. Honestly, the future does not even exist, okay? This is, let's really get into it. The future doesn't exist. You have no idea what's going to happen in one day or 1 week or 1 month or 1 year or however long. And those times are not even guaranteed to come. Tomorrow is not guaranteed. People say that all the time, but it is extremely true. You have no idea what's going to happen to you, to the world. You don't know. We don't know, because the future doesn't exist. It's a concept. It's something we plan for, and it is smart to plan for because you want to be prepared. You never want to just like leave yourself high and dry. You want to set yourself up for the best possible situation that you can put yourself in. But you can't rely on the future because it doesn't exist, and you have no idea if it's even coming. Also, the past is dead and gone. You can't go back to it. It's, no matter how much you want to or how hard you think about it, you cannot go back in the past, even an hour ago. That's the past, baby. Like, you cannot go back to that. You can't change it. There's nothing you can do. It's gone. The only thing that you have is the present. That is the only thing that actually tangibly exists for any of us. If you're sitting and thinking about something that you may have been wanting to do for a while, you just feel like it hasn't been the right time, and you don't feel like it's the right time now, ask yourself, is it that it's not the right time, or is it just that it makes you uncomfortable? Now, sometimes our spidey senses and our intuition tell us that things make us uncomfortable because they actually shouldn't be things that we shouldn't do them, period. It's never going to be the right time to touch like a hot burner or to like touch an open flame. Duh. There are certain things in life that you just don't want to do. But that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about all the other things. Some things in life are black and white, but most of life is in the middle. It's a gray area. A lot of interpretation there, a lot of nuance, and that's kind of what we have to figure out, is how to interpret the gray area. Sometimes I like things to be black and white because it's easy. It's easy to figure out this is good, this is bad, this is right, this is wrong, this is what, two opposite ends of a spectrum. They're cut and dry. But unfortunately, most of life is in the gray area. We can either choose to just completely ignore the gray area and only stick to the things that are black and white. We can do that. But in doing that, we're missing most of it. That's a very small percentage. The gray area requires our own interpretation and our own action. And sometimes that's uncomfortable. And don't get me wrong, I am somebody who loves my comfort zone. I love my comfort zone. It's great. It's beautiful. It's comfortable. That's why it's called the comfort zone. My mom always says to me that your comfort zone is a beautiful place, but nothing ever grows there. growth is uncomfortable. Moving out of my parents' house to a completely different state, to in an apartment by myself, was extremely fucking uncomfortable. But it has also led to some of the most profound personal growth I have ever experienced in my life. And granted, I'm only 23. I'm gonna be 24 in April. I haven't lived that much. But in my short 23 years, that has been immeasurable and extremely impactful growth that I wouldn't have. I mean, I'm sure I would have, you know, gotten to it someday. But the reason that I've experienced it now and I've experienced it in the past year and a half is because I decided that it was the right time. It was not the comfortable time, let me say that. But the problem is that I don't think that there was ever gonna be a comfortable time. The whole idea of it is uncomfortable as hell. And it's just, there's nothing that I will be able to do to lessen that. The only thing I can do is just do it anyway. It's uncomfortable, but I did it anyway. And I took a leap. I had no idea how it was gonna go. I didn't know if I was gonna hate it. I didn't know if I was gonna love it. But the beauty of life is, if you make a decision and you end up hating it, make a different one. You are allowed to change your mind. You're allowed to do something else, to pivot the direction in which you are taking your life. That's just like the college example that I talked about earlier. I chose a school. I didn't like it. I pivoted. I changed. I went to something else. I did something else. Sometimes you make the change out of desperation, out of sheer necessity. Sometimes you make a change because you feel like it. There's a million different reasons why. But my point is, if you make a decision, if you do something that's out of your comfort zone and you decide that maybe this wasn't the best decision for you, that's okay. You tried it. You learned something. You learned that it wasn't for you. And that's very valuable. Everything is a learning experience if you choose to see it that way. And I stand by that. I feel like that's a very important way to look at things. You didn't fail. You only fail if you stop trying. But if you're continuing to try, you're putting your best foot forward, you're putting yourself out there, and you're just trying to better yourself and grow. And if something doesn't work out, you didn't fail. You learned. Take lessons from those things. Implement them going forward. If you learn something and you're going to change the way you're doing things going forward, what happened and what you did that maybe ended up not going the way that you thought it was going to, it was worth it. It was worth something because you learned something. I don't know how to end a podcast episode. I'm not going to lie to you guys. This was my first one. I've been talking for so long. I'm going to have to see if I can cut any of this down, but I feel like I said some things. I definitely said some things. That's just my take on there being the right time. Thank you. End of story. That's it from me for my first ever podcast episode. Thank you for listening to the first episode of Digital Diary with me, Hannah Elise. I am so excited about this, guys. I had so much fun recording this. It's like I'm just talking through the conversations I have with my own self in my own head, but I'm saying them out loud to you guys and you're listening potentially. If anyone, wouldn't that be hysterical if no one's listening to this right now? That would be really hilarious. If you want to continue following my podcast journey, subscribe or follow on whatever podcast sites this goes up on. I still have to find one of those like hosting sites that blasts the podcast out to all the different podcast apps, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever else you are listening to this on. Go ahead and follow it, subscribe if that's an option. I don't know. I definitely want to make like a podcast specific Instagram account. I'm assuming that by the time I've uploaded this, I haven't done that. Or if I have, then it's in its complete infancy stage. But I just wanted to record this because I felt super inspired to and compelled to. And the first episode, I feel like the first time you do anything is always the hardest because it's so new and confusing. I'll probably make a whole episode about that too because I just have a lot to say about a lot of shit, which is why I started a podcast. Okay, that's it. I'm gonna stop talking now. If you've gotten to this point, you are an absolute real one. I love you. Thank you so incredibly much for supporting me and for listening and just for everything else, for being here. Thank you for being here. I really, really appreciate it. And I hope that you enjoyed. I don't know. Let me know what you think. Let me know. Give me some feedback. I'm here for constructive criticism and feedback because obviously I'm new at this and the only way to grow is to do it and learn. That's it for me. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you guys have an awesome, wonderful, beautiful rest of your day. And I will talk to you guys next time. Bye.